The Bush administration's record on interrogations hasn't come up on the campaign trail in recent weeks. That may be because there's a perception that there's not much difference between Senators McCain and Obama on this issue. But the candidates do have different voting records on issues related to torture, as the world's Jeb Sharp reports.
It would be hard to find an issue on which Senator John McCain's reputation as a former prisoner of war matters more. As a torture survivor himself, his words on the issue carry great weight. When the abuses at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq came to light in 2004, McCain demanded answers. Here he is confronting then-Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
Now, Mr. Secretary, I'd like to know, what were the instructions to the guards?
That is what the investigation that I've indicated has been undertaken.
But, Mr. Secretary, that's a very simple, straightforward question.
Barack Obama had not entered the Senate yet when the Abu Ghraib scandal broke. But in the time he has been there, he has opposed torture. And in fact, anti-torture rhetoric has been an integral part of his stump speeches.
We are going to close Guantanamo, and we are going to restore habeas corpus. Because we're not a nation that locks people up without charging them. We are not a nation that sends prisoners off in the dead of night to other countries to be tortured. That is not who we are.
There's a basic perception that McCain and Obama stand on the same side of the torture issue. They're both against it. Sharon Kelly of Human Rights First says that's refreshing.
You know, in the final days of the election season, there's a lot of focus on where the candidates disagree. But an overlooked moment in the first debate in September, we saw both Senator Obama and Senator McCain agreeing that the current policies of the Bush administration on torture need to change.
But there are differences between the candidates. Even though Barack Obama has only been a senator for 3 years, he was in the Senate for some key votes on torture issues. On the first one, he followed McCain's lead in defying the Bush administration, voting in favor of the so-called McCain Amendment, which strengthened the guidelines for the treatment of prisoners in American custody. McCain said the legislation would send an important message to the world after the disgrace of Abu Ghraib.
Prisoner abuses exact on us a terrible toll in the war of ideas because inevitably these abuses become public. When they do, the cruel actions of a few darken the reputation of our country in the eyes of millions. And yet reports of detainee abuse continue to emerge, in large part, I believe, because of confusion in the field as to what is permitted and what is not.
But Obama and McCain disagreed on the Military Commissions Act of 2006. It was written to overhaul the much-criticized trial system at Guantanamo Bay. Anti-torture advocates were dismayed when McCain ended up supporting a law that stripped detainees of habeas protections, allowed coerced evidence, and watered down war crimes laws in order to protect U.S. personnel from prosecution. Christopher Anders is legislative counsel to the American Civil Liberties Union. He says McCain held out for a while, but then joined Senators John Warner and Lindsey Graham in a compromise with the White House.
Once they signed off on that, it went through the Senate in a matter of days. By putting his reputation online for a few months, he was able to stop the administration from getting the Military Commissions Act passed. But once he signed off on it, that same reputation that he had for being good on the torture issue facilitated its passage.
There's one more vote that troubles anti-torture advocates. This February, Senator McCain voted against an amendment that would have applied the newer, stricter interrogation guidelines to CIA investigators as well as defense personnel. Again, Sharon Kelly of Human Rights First.
When Senator McCain explained his vote, he said that, you know, he didn't think this legislation was necessary and that what was really needed was for the White House to rely on a good faith interpretation of the current laws. And, you know, unfortunately, I think what we've seen is that, you know, the one thing we can't really rely on is the current White House's good faith interpretation of the law.
In contrast, Obama supported that amendment. But on the subject of the current White House, the two candidates do agree that Bush administration interrogation policies have hurt the United States. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.